The All Africa Students Union, ASU, has described as worrying the current situation in Central African Republic, Egypt and South Sudan. It says the African Union, AU, has not done much in dealing with a crisis in these countries and urged the AU to be more proactive. The Secretary General of ASU, Freddy Waugh, stated this at a news briefing in Accra today. Joyce Jechi and Ramatu Osman report.
The All Africa Students Union, ASU, was formed in 1972 after the formation of the Organization of African Unity, now AU. ASU, which has representation of students from the continent, aims at championing the plight of Africans and the students and urging their leaders to consider their concerns in addressing national and international issues. ASU also aims at forging unity among African member states. However, unity and peace, which constitute the bedrock of Pan-Africanism, seem to be eluding the continent, with current developments in the Central African Republic, Egypt and Sudan, among other countries. The Secretary General of the ASU, Fred Awa, said students in war-torn countries are mostly at the center of the crisis because they are compelled to abandon their education, aside being harassed due to their involvement in calling for a change. At a recent meeting of ASU in Rwanda, the association drew attention to the ineptitude of the leadership of the Central African Republic and called for a more robust intervention from the international community. Mr. Waugh called for the engagement of the youth on issues affecting the continent. On education, he said ASU has presented a paper to UNESCO in which it suggested how to reduce student-teacher ratio. He accepted the fact that student activists of late are nowhere comparable to leaders such as the late President Kwame Nkrumah, Julius Nyerere and Patrice Lumumba, who were passionate for African unity.
That was a report by Joyce Jechi and Ramatu Osman.